News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Attorneys delivered opening statements yesterday in the New York retrial of disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein after his landmark 2020 rape conviction in New York was overturned. I caught up with Lauren Conlon, reporter and host with Pop Crime TV, before coming on air. I began by asking her to remind us why this retrial is taking place.
Harvey Weinstein's original 2020 conviction was overturned due to him not getting a fair trial.
So the prosecution outlined its argument, including details of a new accuser.
Yes, they did. There is a new accuser. Her name is Kaya Sokola. And actually, one of the first alleged incidents the prosecution stated was when she first moved to New York from Poland, and she was only 16 years old. So Sokola is a model. She did beauty pageants, and the prosecution kind of got ahead of certain things. They said that she does have some issues that she will be discussing with alcohol and anxiety. And many of these are not directly related to Harvey, but Harvey allegedly did not help anything in this case. But I thought that what the defense pointed out was really important. They drew movie parallels, if you will. And they said, look, the state is going to tell you half of the story or half of the movie, but I'm going to show you the whole movie. You need context. So the defense, you know, their whole thing was that this is a casting couch. Is Harvey possibly immoral? Yeah, but is that a crime? No. And is the casting couch a crime? So it was, like I said, it was very eye-opening, to say the least, after hearing the state go through a few things and then actually having the defense get up there and provide some context. And if you follow trials, I mean, you'll know that opening statements are not meant to be taken as evidence. The jury really isn't taking notes or anything like that. But I did see a couple of male jurors smile a bit at the defense when they were providing context.
Harvey Weinstein himself was in attendance?
Yes, Harvey was there. And I was there for the pretrial hearing. And let me tell you, the pretrial hearing, Harvey was still at Rikers Island, which is a hellhole. And he looked awful. He was pale. You know, his suit was wrinkly. He did not look good. And today, he came from Bellevue. There was an emergency motion last week where he had to be moved to Bellevue because it was a life or death situation. And he looked a lot better, I gotta say. He had a little bit of color in his face.
The prosecution, I suppose, their line is, and I think this was how Shannon Lucy put it, the more these women resisted, that he used his immense power to sexually harass, abuse these women. And the more they resisted, the more forceful he got.
Yes, they did say that. And, you know, they named all of these occurrences where Weinstein allegedly forced himself on these women. And then they would add the fact that the women would still email him, they would still meet up with him after the fact, and they would still meet up with him alone in different hotel rooms. And they said that we are going to hear from experts during this trial, and I'm paraphrasing here, but experts that will show us why certain women act this way after being allegedly assaulted.
So what happens next? How does it, what's going to happen in the coming days?
Well, they had a witness on the stand this afternoon who, it was a foundational witness. He was an assistant for Harvey, but by next week, I believe the state is going to call the three complaining witnesses. We're going to see friends of the accusers or the complaining witnesses, excuse me, who they allegedly told their friends of things happening. And I mean, it's like I said, it's going to be interesting because this is not going to be the trial where you hear from doctors or law enforcement because, you know, these alleged assaults were never reported.
Okay, and that was Lauren Conlon, reporter and host with Pop Crime TV, talking to me earlier on.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.